This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. Coming up today at 6 on 1A+. Last year, our public schools saw an exodus of children who didn't show up in person or online. Join Jen White for a new series looking at who's going back to school and who's not. That's today at 6 on 1A+. Now, according to the latest poll from Marquette University Law School, 49% of Wisconsin voters have a favorable view of President Joe Biden. That number hasn't changed since the last time they asked back in October, but it comes as the poll averaging website 538 has recorded small dips in Biden's national approval ratings in recent days. Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette Law School poll. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Rob.
Before
Happy
we get
Monday.
To you as well. Now, before we get to the latest poll, a remarkable few days in Afghanistan, what do we know about where Americans stand on the idea of U.S. pulling all troops out of that country?
Sure. Well, this is based on national polling, and of course, with events this weekend, is undoubtedly going to be fluctuating. But 3 weeks ago, in July 24th polling by ABC News, 55% approved of the withdrawal of troops from there. It had been asked twice earlier in the year, in April at 55% and in May at 62%. So I think across those three polls by three different pollsters, you saw pretty solid support for it. There are other questions that show a closer result. There's some questions that show about 60% saying we should pull out, but still showing something in the 20s thinking that we should keep troops there at the same levels or maybe reduced levels. Obviously, given the results that are going on there now and the unknowns of what happens over the next months, at least, public opinion could easily shift.
Now, turning to your newest survey, what do Wisconsin voters that you polled think of the job President Biden's doing?
Overall, 49% approve, 46% disapprove. That 538 national average had him at about 50.3 when we were in the field doing our survey last week. It's dipped to just a shade under 50 today, I believe. But clearly, that's a narrow net positive reading for him. Since we had not polled earlier in the year, it's our first reading of him as president, so we can't say whether it shifted here in Wisconsin. The details, though, are a little bit underwater, 46 approve, 48 disapprove on handling the economy, but a pretty good rating on handling COVID, 54% approve, 42%. Disapprove. So a bit of a mixed pattern with Biden and a narrow net positive approval.
Turn to a couple other political figures. Senator Ron Johnson up for re-election if he chooses to run again next year. What did we see on his approval ratings?
A little bit of a decline. This time, 35% favorable, 42% unfavorable, and 23% that said they didn't know or didn't know enough about him to have an opinion. But that's a shift from October of last year when it was 38 favorable, 36 unfavorable, and 26 without an opinion. So he's gone from a net plus 2 positive rating to a net minus 7 negative rating now, a net negative rating this time. Tammy Baldwin also dropped, though, from 44 favorable to 40 this time, and her unfavorables went up by 3 points. So the other senator, the Democratic senator, also experienced a drop, though she remains by 1 point net positive.
Also up for election next year, Governor Evers.
And there we do have a time series. We can compare him. He's at 50% approve, 43 disapprove now. That's exactly the same as we had him back in October. And as with Biden, his COVID approval numbers are better than his overall. On handling COVID, 54% approve, just 39% disapprove. That's actually a bit better than it was in October when it was 52-45.
And one more name I'll throw at you before we turn to some issues, former President Trump.
He has dropped off a bit. 37% have a favorable opinion of him, 55% an unfavorable. Only 7% say they lack an opinion about him. But in October, it was 44 favorable, so it's dropped 7 points there. Unfavorable in October was 54, not much change. And only 2% lacked an opinion of him then. So since leaving office, 5% are saying they don't have an opinion of him now that did have an opinion back when he was in office.
Talking to Charles Franklin about the latest Marquette Law School survey, looking at a bunch of high-profile political figures in the state and issues facing the state. And on a related note to the former president, you asked voters what they thought about the accuracy of the 2020 election. What kind of things did you find out?
Yeah, 67% were confident that the vote had been accurate in Wisconsin. 31% had doubts about that, said they were not very or not at all confident in the results. That's a little better for Wisconsin than it is for the country as a whole, where the split was 60 confident, 38 not. As you'd expect, there's a big partisan gap here in Wisconsin on the Wisconsin results. Among Republicans, only 29% are confident, 71% are not. But that reverses for independents, 72 confident, 26 not. And Democrats are nearly unanimous, 97-3.
One of the big issues out there, the race to get more people vaccinated before the Delta variant takes even more hold in Wisconsin. What did we learn about the people who are unvaccinated and whether they're considering getting the shot?
Yeah, we have 68% told us they've been vaccinated, 26 said they've not, but an unusually high 7% declined to discuss it. That may be because of it being a medical issue, but it may also be because it's a politicized issue. Incidentally, the Centers for Disease Control said at the end of our survey that 68% have been vaccinated, so we're exactly where the CDC is reporting on the rate of vaccination. But of those unvaccinated, 49% said they definitely would not get the vaccine, and another 27% said probably not. So you're looking at something around 75%, three-quarters, of the unvaccinated who are really pretty strongly set against getting the vaccine. We also see a party difference. 45% of Republicans have been vaccinated, 71% of independents, and 87% of Democrats. So there's quite a party gap here on something that is directly related to people's health.
It's back to school season. You also asked about people's views of public schools after a rough year with a lot of remote learning and growing pains as that happened. What did you learn from people's opinions on public schools?
Some of this is a little surprising. Satisfaction with your local public schools actually is higher now than it was in January of 2020 before the pandemic began. It's 69% satisfied now, 22 unsatisfied or dissatisfied. In January last year, 2020, it was 59-33. So satisfaction's up a little bit. Public school teachers get a 72% favorable rating. Asked if schools have reopened too fast or too slow. 54% say they've opened at about the right pace. 26% say too slow, 13% say too fast. So on that mix of issues, I think schools look pretty good after a year that was very difficult. On the other hand, support for increased funding for schools is down a little bit compared to a year ago. 52% would raise spending for schools, 43% are more concerned with holding down property taxes.
Charles, thanks as always for sharing some of your results with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rob.
That's Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll. He was with us today to talk about Wisconsinites' views of elected officials, how they feel about vaccines, and more. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., it's The Morning Show with Kate Archer Kent. Tomorrow at 7:30, a doctor joins the show with the latest info on COVID-19, the Delta variant, and what it all means for kids. That's coming up tomorrow at 7:30 on The Morning Show. Up next, it's news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. Then lots of us keep things to ourselves, but our secrets can harm us. even more than they harm the people we keep in the dark. Sometimes we'll talk to a researcher about what people don't tell others and why. And we'll hear reports from some of our listeners about the kind of secrets they've kept or encountered in their lives. Remember, you can follow all these conversations online all the time at WPR.org. Listen live there or check out our extensive archives. Or you can download the Wisconsin Public Radio app and listen to the Ideas Network, our News and Classical Music Network, and more. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network.